Chip Roy and a handful of Republicans vote to support the Constitution and free speech. James O'Keefe unveils his latest undercover video involving former President Trump. Plus, brave young girls stand up for girls' sports. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
Okay, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Hope you had a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with Chip Roy, Matt Gaetz, and the depressingly small number of House Republicans who actually stood up for the Constitution, the First Amendment, and the American way by voting against the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, which overwhelmingly passed the House of Representatives this week. Designed to crack down on the anti-Semitism going on college campuses, the bill is a direct assault on our free speech rights and is just one step more in the direction of thought police, which as conservatives and defenders of the Constitution, we should oppose at every opportunity. What is going on around the country on college campuses has less to do with the rights of any group in the Middle East and more to do with the left's singular focus on bringing down the West and all it stands for. So many of these protesters are just left-wing radicals. As they are shouting pro-Hamas slogans, they are also denouncing the white man and capitalism and fossil fuels. Just do a casual search on the internet and you'll find all these examples. My favorite one is the people waving gay pride or transgender flags and screaming support for Palestinians and Hamas. Just think about that one for a moment. But that leads us to the bill that was passed this week with only 21 Republicans voting against it. We should not be making protected classes in America. In addition, if we believe in the First Amendment, then we must believe in the First Amendment. We can't ban speech simply because we don't like it. Here's Representative Chip Roy speaking out against the bill.
A significant number of my Republican colleagues, including myself, voted no. As a result, we will be accused of, I don't know, being for anti-Semitic behavior, being accused by our friends and allies of not wanting to support Israel, supporting our Jewish American colleagues and friends, constituents, fellow Americans. Nothing could be further from the truth, but that's what will happen. And it'll happen because we dared to stand up and say we don't believe in thought police.
Fantastic comments. We should all know by now that if you grant government extra powers, the government will never let go of those powers. We must stand up for the Constitution and our freedoms, and this entire situation is a perfect example of using a crisis to gain more power and to deflect from the real problems that are going on around the country. Here's more from Roy.
Criminal behavior is criminal behavior. Violating people's civil rights is violating people's civil rights. But when we want to insert the government into what you're thinking and what motivates you, you are empowering that which should never be empowered. The ability of the government to police thought, to police speech, to police your views, not the views that carry out then the actions. The actions are the problem. Police the actions.
Roy is exactly right. And with this bill, the government is being granted the power to police speech, all in the name of fighting anti-Semitism. But that is the result. Conservative commentator Charlie Kirk addressed the bill on Telegram saying this, "I completely abhor anti-Semitism and have a long track record to prove it. But this bill is flagrantly unconstitutional and an appalling attack on the First Amendment. This bill, if passed, would make it illegal to compare Israeli policies to Nazi policies. It would make it illegal to describe Israel as racist. It would make it illegal to accuse an American citizen of being more loyal to Israel than to the United States. All of those behaviors might be stupid or repugnant, but they are indisputably protected by the First Amendment." This bill is garbage, friends, and I abhor what is going on around the country. It is the product of decades of left-wing indoctrination. No one should feel unsafe on campus. No one should feel threatened or intimidated. There are laws for that. There are campus policies for that. Enforce those laws and policies, but under no circumstances should we grant government new powers that are blatantly unconstitutional. Next, let's talk about a stunning revelation regarding the CIA. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Okay, next let's talk about James O'Keefe, formerly with Project Veritas, and his latest undercover work, this time involving the CIA. O'Keefe managed to get one of his associates to speak with a longtime contract worker with the CIA who revealed that information was actively kept from former President Trump by deep state operatives spanning multiple intelligence agencies.
You said that Mike Pompeo was working with the heads of the other intel agencies.
Mike Pompeo was a director of the CIA.
Right, and he was working with the heads of the other intel agencies to withhold information from Trump.
His predecessor, Gina Haspel, did.
So Gina was the one who withheld information from Trump?
And I believe Mike Pompeo did the same thing too.
Now, this is exactly what other independent journalists have been claiming for quite a while now. As reported by the Gateway Pundit, Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi revealed how the American intelligence community illegally ran a spy operation against then-candidate Trump's presidential campaign in 2016 and illegally acquired intelligence that was later used to justify the FBI's official probe, Crossfire Hurricane. Here's more from the video.
So the agencies kind of like all got together and said, we're not going to tell Trump.
The higher ups.
The higher ups.
We put it this way, the executive staff. We're talking about the director and his subordinates.
Okay.
And these are very smart people.
Like, what titles are they?
Director of the CIA.
Director of the CIA would keep.
Yes.
So they decided to get.
Yeah, it's up to him to share what he wants to share.
Yeah.
As a director.
How do you keep information away from Trump?
Don't give it to him.
But wouldn't he ask?
Not, but if he doesn't know, he doesn't know.
Now, O'Keefe states in the video and is backed up by the undercover interview that Trump, associates, and even family members are still being spied on. This has led Representative Matt Gaetz to call for an official investigation into this deep state activity. In a post on X, Gaetz writes, I'm formally calling on the weaponization subcommittee to immediately launch an investigation into O'Keefe Media Group's bombshell reporting containing video evidence that American intelligence agencies withheld intelligence from President Donald Trump before and during his presidency, and used Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA authorities, to spy on President Trump. Now, the question is, will Committee Chairman Jim Jordan launch the investigation and really dig into the deep state? As much as Joe Biden and the Democrats love to say that Trump is a threat to democracy, we see the actual threats quite clearly, and only we the people can do something about it. Next, not only is Joe Biden and the radical left pushing to allow biological boys and men to compete against girls and women in female sports, now the left is banning girls who complain about it. From outspoken former NCAA champion swimmer Riley Gaines, we learned that women were told to keep quiet about men competing in their sports or sharing their locker rooms. They were just supposed to accept it. Women's sports were no longer for women. Well, some middle school girls in West Virginia recently took a stand against this craziness and refused to compete against a biological male in the shot put portion of a track meet. The girls stepped into the circle but did not make a throw. Now school officials are going after them.
Five girls from Lincoln Middle School in Clarksburg, West Virginia, stepped up in a shot put contest to the circle for their turn. Now, they knew that a biological boy who identified as a girl was competing against them for a different school. The girls then refused to throw in the event, which was eventually won by the biological male athlete known as Becky Pepper Jackson.
This prompting the West Virginia Attorney General to file a lawsuit against the Harrison County Board of Education on the female students' behalf.
It's just infuriating that girls have to go through this and are literally victims of this left-wing woke mind virus. They are being made to compete against boys who have tremendous advantages. That's why you have separate sports for boys and girls, men and women. But the left wants to destroy everything that is normal. Thankfully, the West Virginia Attorney General is fighting back.
You had five courageous young girls who decided to make a principled stand because they were very upset with the court decision the Fourth Circuit decision that recently enjoined the West Virginia Save Our Sports law, and they wanted to make an important statement. And I had them down in my office last week, along with Riley Gaines, and we were talking about the importance of protecting women's sports, about ensuring that there are safe spaces for young women, that these biological males, these hulking males, don't come into locker rooms. These are very serious issues dealing with the safety of our young women.
It's not only a common sense issue or a decency issue, it's also a safety issue. In just the last few months, we've seen instance after instance of girls being hurt in volleyball, basketball, and other sports by mediocre males who are basically beating up on girls. And the so-called women's groups around the country, where are they? They are noticeably silent. Now, more and more states are stepping forward to challenge Biden on his changes to Title IX, and any person who truly supports women's rights should be joining this effort. Okay, so we've had Republicans voting for unconstitutional legislation, the deep state working against Trump, and officials banning girls from girls' sports. We need to ask them, do you have a relaxed brain?
I got what you call, like, I don't know, a relaxed brain.
Okay, first on Relaxed Brain Friday, we see a great example of some of the campus protesters who, when it comes down to it, are just cowardly males who hide behind masks or scarves or their mommies. Look at this guy whose version of riot gear is a bicycle helmet and part of a plastic trash can.
I mean, seriously, they were looking at police officers, particularly black police officers, and accusing them of being the KKK because they didn't want to be taken away, and I guess they were trying to flip the switch. But the idiocy that you see on your...
I mean, just look at that. One push and the trash can guy is down and out. Next, left-wing campus protesters are now releasing their list of demands to university officials because, as you know, most campus leaders are refusing to act because they're either spineless or they support what's going on. So the students are emboldened, and the list of demands are just classic. Yes, they're calling for basically severing any and all ties to Israel, but here are some others. Defund the University of Arizona Police Department. Like, that has anything to do with Israel or Palestine. And any association with the National Center for Border Security. And all use of fossil fuels. UCLA students are asking for skater helmets, shields, and knee pads. And of course, at Columbia, occupiers were asking for humanitarian aid, including gluten-free meals. And finally, pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protesters are miles apart philosophically, right? They can't agree on anything, right? Not exactly. Turns out there is one thing they could all agree on. That was at the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa, where both sides came together for a little Let's Go Brandon. Just classic. Friends, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And remember, today's show's one sheet is available to Patreon supporters using the link in the description. The one sheet gives you the links to all the videos and stories used on today's show, so you can dive even deeper into each issue. And with that, our next show will be Monday evening at the usual time. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.